Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. So, welcome to episode 25 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
Feeling a little rough around the edges this morning.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I was going to share a couple of stories that happened over a couple of weekends ago when my boyfriend and I went to Halifax for a little like weekend getaway trip. And so we decided to book an Airbnb, which is like the best way to travel, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, we had plans. Like we had gone out and done a few things. But on the Saturday, we were like, okay, this is going to be our night. Like this is the night that we're going to go out. We're going to stay out until like 3 a.m. We're going to like go get like donairs and pizza and like get drunk. So we had like a really good day. We had a busy enough day and we, you know, had gone to a couple of breweries and had a few drinks and we had brought a whole bunch of stuff up with us to make a charcuterie board because the Airbnb we're staying at had like a really nice backyard and everything. And nice. They left us a bottle of wine. It was so cool.
Aww.
Yeah. So I was like, sweet. And so Saturday night where we put our board together, we're listening to music, drinking wine, and I think we were already kind of like feeling it. We for sure were because we had been drinking earlier in the day too. But by the time we like finished that, we collectively decided that it was too early to like go out to the bars because A, who wants to pay for drinks like from 8 p.m. Yeah. until like, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, let's go watch an episode of Ozark because it was just released and we mm-hmm. love that show. Mm-hmm. And so the Airbnb that we were staying at was kind of like a studio. So there was not a couch. We were in the bed. That's where the TV was. So first mistake. We crawl into bed and we're watching the show. And we watched,
you know, as you do when you're pre-gaming.
I know, right? I'm like, and this is where I have no idea what happened afterwards. So we watched the whole episode. And you know how Netflix would just roll into the next episode?
Yeah.
We physically stopped it because we were like, we don't want to get caught here watching another episode. Like, that's not why we came for this trip. We're here to, like, enjoy the city and stuff. And then I have no idea what happened because I jolted out of bed at, like, 11:30 p.m. I'm like, what? And I look at the time and I'm like, it's 11:30. We're supposed to be at the bar right now. Like, we're supposed to be going out tonight. And I am on the wrong side of the bed. I'm on the opposite side of the bed that I woke up on.
What?
The table next to my boyfriend Adam, because we'd swapped sides, so the table next to him had been knocked over. There's a shattered wine glass on the floor. We were like, what happened? And I was like, I have no idea. Neither one of us have a recollection.
Oh my God.
Of like when we fell asleep, how we swapped sides, how we broke something, like no idea.
Was what you drink the wine that Airbnb left for you?
Yeah, Adam is convinced that they spiked it.
I feel like they have like secret hidden cameras around their apartment and they leave bottles of wine for their guests to drug them and then watch the effed up things that they do on camera.
Yeah.
It's probably so funny.
Oh my gosh. Like
it's terrible yeah. if that's true, but hilarious.
I mean, so I at that moment was just like, I don't care, clean up the glass, like we are going out. And I mean, we like quickly got ready and we did go out. We were out till like probably 3 a.m. in the morning.
Whoa.
Because we had like a super awesome 3-hour power nap.
That's what pre-gaming looks like when you're
nearly old. 30. Yeah. So I guess like to play off of this, we now have broke something in the Airbnb.
Oh, and yeah.
And I know it was just a wine glass, but at the same time, like, I mean, I don't want to
people come into your home breaking your shit.
Yeah. So I said to Adam, I was like, well, because he booked it. So he was the connection point or whatever. Like, he was the communicator. And I said, you know, you should really message them and like let them know that like we broke this glass. If they want anything extra for it, you know, like we can leave them $5 or something like that or whatever.
But we will be pressing charges for the obvious
drugging
that happened.
So we texted him the next day and said that, you know, sorry, we broke this. Let us know if you want like anything for it. We can leave you something. And he didn't text back for like a really long time. And when he texted back, Adam just like has this pure like look of like shock and horror on his face. And he just like shows me the message. And I don't remember it exactly, but it was something like, well, like the damage deposit is like $100. Like he like listed off three different things of like it was like in like total. He was like, yeah, it's going to be like $250.
Oh, my God. For a wine glass.
Yeah. And so Adam's like, oh, my gosh, like what? And I was just like, no, I was like, this can't be true. And I'm like, let me read that again. And I'm like reading through it. And the last fee that he said was like $60 for pain and suffering. I was like, Adam. I was like, Adam, this is a joke. And he's like, I don't know, Janelle. Like, I'm waiting for him to like say, haha, sorry, this is a joke. I was like, this is a joke. There's no way that he is expecting us to pay. Like, I was like, $60 for pain and suffering? This is like, this has to be a joke.
Oh my God.
And Adam was like legitimately like scared and worried. I was like, just text him back, haha, or something. Like something like, haha, we get it.
I usually charge more for pain and suffering.
And so he didn't want to text him that because he was like seriously concerned, like, okay, this guy wants like a lot of money from us and like this is ridiculous. He was expecting him to, if it was a joke, to come back and be like, hey, like I'm just joking, like don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't message and I was like, just text him, haha, back. And so he finally did. And then the guy like got back and he was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
Like, as we were, when we checked out, they were, like, a lovely couple. They were so nice and chatty and everything, too. They were like, we'd really like to see you guys before you leave. Let us know, like, we're around and you can come up. Because they lived above it, of the apartment rental that we were in. And his wife apologized for him and his bad dad joke is what she called it.
That's funny. That's funny. They're able to let it go so easily because they know that the money they make from the video of you guys will more than cover any damage to the wine glass or otherwise.
Yeah, be on the lookout for a video. And if you see it, I'd love to know what happened in that apartment.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah. And then we had one other interaction, I guess, that it wasn't like all that weird, but it was kind of awkward. While in Halifax, we went to IKEA, obviously. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to get some stuff there. But, like, not realizing that this was the worst time to go to IKEA because it was literally Labor Day weekend. So all of the students were moving back into the city and it was, like, bonkers crazy there. And while we were, like, checking out, one of the guys at the till, he was just like, oh, like, you guys just moved in for college or university? And we were like, what? No. Like, no, I was like so taken back by the comment. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be like a compliment that I look younger than my age. But at the same time, I'm like, do I really look like I'm a university student? I don't know.
When you look at an like, because I always think I look super young because we're not that old. Like we look young still. But then you see like an actual university student and you're like, that's a baby.
Right. That's what I thought when we were going out, like when we were out that weekend because all the university students were back. Adam was like, those girls don't even look legal to be like at the bar. And I was like, that's because you're an old man now. OK.
Yeah. And when you think about it, like I started university at 17. That's so young.
That is. Yeah. So this is a funny story that my brother shared with me just the other night. And it is probably the reason why I never ever want to be in like a manager kind of type position because having to deal with like firing and hiring and like people quitting on you is not fun, especially when they do it like this. So I don't know how many people work like underneath him or how many people he manages, but he was telling me that they have like in their office, they have like this inner office messaging system. Mm-hmm. So whatever it's called and however it works, like that's, I guess, how they can quickly communicate with each other instead of sending emails all of the time. It's like an instant mm-hmm. messenger. And so I guess one of his employees came in and was just like, did so-and-so just quit? And my brother's like, I don't know why. And he's like, well, he just like picked up a bunch of his stuff and looked like he like kind of packed up his desk and he like stormed out of the office.
Wow.
And my brother pulls up his this messenger system that they use. And the guy had messaged him. He's just like, I just can't do this anymore. I quit.
Whoa.
Like, that's how he quit.
Whoa.
Yeah. And this guy apparently, this is like the first real job he's had in like, he has like no other work experience outside of this job in the last like 7 years, my brother said. And like, my brother was like, I don't think he was overworked. Yes, like he could have voiced some more concerns with me and he definitely like burnt a bridge. And he's like, now I have to like actually get him to like formally quit. Like, you can't just quit like that.
I am
that.
Your boss.
Like, I just thought it was like the most crazy thing I've ever heard. And I guess this guy, like, since talking to him, he's just like, that was a decision I know I'm gonna think about for like a long time, but I still think it was like the right decision and like blah 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 blah, and just like was seriously like spitting fire and like not being even like just so awful about it after the fact. And I just like couldn't believe that somebody would actually think that that's a good idea.
My God.
I mean, like, work it out until and like find a new job.
I mean, worst case scenario, you should always at least try to leave without burning any bridges behind you.
Right?
In any situation in life, but especially in work situations, like, don't freaking burn bridges. When I was at the end of high school, I was working for a bakery, and like right up until I moved away for university, and I gave the manager like my end date, and he knew I was moving away for university and stuff. And so I gave him my end date, and for like the 2 weeks leading up to me leaving, I had hardly any shifts. Like, I wasn't scheduled at all, almost. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't making like any money, and that was really poopy. And then he put up the schedule for like the following 2 weeks when I no longer would be there, and I'm on the schedule so much. And I was like,
what?
So annoyed, because he was obviously super disorganized, doesn't know where his butt is. And then I just didn't have, like, I didn't make any money before, like right before I left, and then I had all of these shifts for when I wasn't. So I was like super annoyed and didn't care about this job at all or this manager or like leaving on good terms or anything. And I drew a picture of like a stick person holding half a loaf of bread and the other half was on the floor and the bread was dripping blood because the stick person was holding a knife also.
What is going on here?
I drew a picture of someone who murdered a loaf of bread, basically. And then I left it on his desk.
And, like, no words, just a picture? Like, did he even know who drew it?
Probably not, which is probably good in hindsight.
And so, like, that was what he did?
Is that a threatening message? As I'm saying that out loud, I'm like, that sounds, like, in my mind, it was funny. Because it's a loaf of bread. But could that be misinterpreted as like a threatening message? Probably best that I didn't sign my work.
That's a really like
that case.
Weird and bizarre thing to do. Like, that's like, is that how you quit? Or like, I don't understand.
Well, he already had my last day. So, but yeah, that was my last thing I did at that job was like leave a picture of a murdered loaf of bread. For context, I mean, I was 17.
That's so weird. I think that you run into like weird situations like that when you're doing those kind of like student summer jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that any like professional job that I've had in my career that I've ever like walked out in like a bad manner or anything like that has always been very good. But yeah. When I was, you know, a student, and it was the summer that I had a couple of summer jobs, because not because I got fired or anything like that. It just like I ended up getting a job in my career, which the other job wouldn't accommodate. So mm-hmm. I had to, you know, find another part-time job. So I was working a couple of part-time jobs. Anyways, I ended up working at a sandwich shop. When I started, I said, okay, like I can work every single day of the week. I can't work weekends because that's what my other job is. And I also said, I need this week off because this is my family holiday vacation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was upfront with her and she was totally okay with all of that. And so I was just like getting training done. I was like just starting to like know how to do the job fairly well. And then I went on my family vacation. And then when I came back and I like looked at the schedule, my name was nowhere on the schedule. And I was like, what? And I literally just never stepped foot in that building again. And I never spoke to the manager.
Whoa.
So like, I was like, what happened? I was like, did I just
ghosted them?
Yeah.
Or maybe you were kind of ghosted.
I guess. Never heard from that woman again. Like, she didn't bother to call me. So I think, like, message received loud and clear. You fired me? Like, I don't know.
Oh, man. I worked at this. It was actually really cool. I really enjoyed going there as a customer. And then I happened to get a job there. And it was like this. It was right under my apartment, which was so convenient. And it was like this restaurant slash bar slash, like, music venue for like open mics and local bands and that sort of thing. It was a very cool place to work. Well, no, sorry. It was a very cool place to live above as a customer. And then I got a part-time job there. And I don't know. I feel like I was fired, but I wasn't like fired. It was like he called me to say I wasn't going to be scheduled anymore. Is that being fired?
I think so. Like, did they give you any reason? They're just like, yeah, we're not going to put you on the schedule anymore. Like, that's the nice way of saying you're being fired.
He said that it was because my availability was too limited. It was my second part-time job. So I did have limited availability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you got fired.
I think I got fired. It was, I don't feel that bad about it because a bunch of people got also not scheduled anymore. And then a bunch of new people came in and we were the, like me and the other people who like quit or were let go were part of the first wave of employees when this place opened and none of us were really trained or anything. So it was a bit of a mess. And then I think they got their poop together when they hired new people and trained them.
Huh.
Man, being a manager of like young people who are just there because it's part-time and they're in school or, you know, it's like they're working there because they need to work somewhere kind of thing. That must suck because they're probably so unreliable, quit all the time, have so much like drama and emotion and like social stuff outside of just doing their effing jobs because they're like 16, 17, 20, like young.
Yeah, no, that would be awful, especially just like having to constantly retrain people because like you said, people are not reliable. They don't show up to work or they, are quitting or whatever it is. Yeah, that would be a nightmare. So thanks to all of you who hired us when we were shitty employees and students. But yeah, tell us about any time that you've maybe gotten fired, left a job. Did you do it in a civil manner or maybe not so much? Love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us via our Twitter, which is at TCGA Podcast. On Facebook, This Could Get Awkward.
You can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Cool. We'll chat with you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.